The storm slammed into the state late Saturday, bringing heavy rain and powerful winds to much of California. National Weather Service meteorologist Dalton Barringer said the strength of the winds haven't been seen in California in some time.
We're really seeing those winds almost up to hurricane force off of our coastal waters, particularly the Big Sur coast. So that's kind of a first for us over the waters, having winds that strong.
According to PG&E, over 40 million Californians were under high wind alerts. This produced hurricane-force gusts up to 90 miles per hour across a few locations at higher levels. By the end of the storm, California could receive more than 8 trillion gallons of precipitation. By late Monday, PG&E reported about 143,000 customers without power. Heavy rain pelted much of the state, causing flooding and mudslides. The National Weather Service's Mike Wolford said the heavy rains continue to hit Southern California hard.
We're still calling for amounts generally in that 3 to 6 range and 6 to 12 for the mountains, but there are possibilities that we could see as much as 8 inches of rain at some of the lower elevations, including Los Angeles and Santa Barbara.
The heavy rains meant bulging riverbanks and waterways, which posed a danger, particularly to homeless people in those areas. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan said over the weekend that the city evacuated homeless residents and placed them in emergency shelters.
So the city of San Jose, given this news and this update from the National Weather Service, has issued a proclamation of local emergency, which allows us to now evacuate our waterways. We will be out here. We are out here now along the Guadalupe River, making sure our homeless neighbors understand the danger and that they have places to go.
Flooding was also a big problem in Southern California. Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley warned people to just stay home.
We advise residents to exercise caution if you must venture out. Stay away from standing and moving water, slow down if you are driving, and be on the lookout for downed power lines and trees.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass declared a state of emergency Monday to make sure resources got to where they were needed in the city.
This morning I have signed a declaration of a local emergency which will help our response and ensure that the city has the required resources to respond to this storm now, but also in the recovery period.
Across the state, nearly 850,000 customers were without power by Sunday evening. Most of the outages were in coastal areas. The latest numbers show about 287,000 customers left in the dark. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.